now. Back to the 80s.
This is Totally 80s.
How are we doing, everybody? Paul Miles here, your host of the Totally 80s podcast quiz. The intro version. This is episode number 9. Now, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for getting involved with the show. I'm in the studio with Mr. P. He's my producer.
Oh, yes.
And there he is. Now, lots of emails from you. Thank you for all your intros. Interesting that last week you thought it was a little bit too hard. I'm going to be honest. I did say we were going to make it harder because of your email saying it was easy. However, I've been inspired this week by a couple of you who have asked for movie themes, 80s movie themes. So I thought, you know what? I love this. So thank you very much to William in Liverpool, and thank you so much to James in Hertfordshire. Now, if you've never ever heard the podcast before, I'm going to play an intro and I'm going to give you 10 seconds. It's going to sound like this.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go. Gives you 10 seconds just to get that grey matter working. Now, if you do want to get involved with the show, if you do want to challenge our listeners, then it's paul@clactonradio.co.uk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Let's hit the first one. There we go. It's a quick fire round. You've got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Was that a toughie to start? Did you get it right? Was, of course, Duran Duran. The song was A View to a Kill, taken from A View to a Kill from 1985, James Bond.
Meeting you with a view to a kill, face to face.
Roger Moore and, of course, Grace Jones. Love that film, it's a great one. Right, that was question one. That's how it works. If you got that one right, then let's have another. Here we go. Question two. What's the name of the song? What's the artist? If you want an extra point, what's the film?
She's alive.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, I think that was a tough one. Oingo Boingo. The film, of course, Weird Science. Who could forget Gary? And, of course, Kelly LeBrock. What a classic 80s film. I want to watch that now. Right, question three, everyone. Guess the intro. What could it be? 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you get it? St. Elmo's Fire. Of course, John Parr. Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, wasn't there? There was Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore. What a great, great film. Okay, let's have another. Question four. Now, we're looking for 80s films, okay? So if you can give us the film, you've got an extra point. But the artist and the title would be amazing. Now, if I hadn't have read this, I wouldn't have known it. You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, it was Stephanie Mills. The song's called Bit by Bits. Did you get the name of the film?
Moving in, making my connection.
What's your name?
Fletch.
Something's up, feel it in the air.
I want you to murder me.
Who could forget Chevy Chase as Fletch?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought you'd get that one, Mr. P. He's a bit of a film buff. 1985, that was. Question number five. Tell me the intro and the song. And if you can get the name of the film, that would be amazing also.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Once in your life you find her, someone who turns your heart around.
Who could forget Dudley Moore? That was, of course, the theme from Arthur, The Best That You Can Do by Christopher Cross. Question number six. I want the name of the song, I want the artist, and the television show that this was from. This is probably going to be the easiest one of the lot. That's all you get in 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Easy peasy. It's a theme from Hill Street Blues, of course it is, by Larry Carlton. Well, let's be careful out there. Right, question seven.
Oh, yes.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Who got it right? Jan Hammer. The theme from Miami Vice. Crockett and Tubbs. Remembering Phil Collins in one of their episodes and swearing as well, and they got away with it because it's a very British swear word, but not so much in the States. Right, let's have another one, shall we? Google it. Artist title, name of the film. You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Of course, the unmistakable sound of Gladys Knight from that 1989 James Bond film, A License to Kill. Question number nine. I'd like the name of the artist, the title of the song, and if you can, the name of the film. Because this is what we're doing. It's the film and TV intros. Oh, will you get it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
One of my favourites.
Oh, yes.
I've been working so hard.
was, of course, Kenny Loggins' Footloose from the film Footloose with Kevin Bacon and Chris Penn. He taught Chris Penn to dance. Love that film. Question 10, what's the song? You should get this one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ray Parker there and Ghostbusters, taken, of course, from the film Ghostbusters. Weren't too keen on Ghostbusters 2, was you?
Oh, yes.
Really? No, I didn't really care for it, to be honest. Right, let's do another. If you don't get this 1987 classic from the first couple of bars, then you shouldn't be on this podcast.
Now I had the time of my life.
And as per normal, you've got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just in case you didn't get it. Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes. I've had the time of my life. Taken from Dirty Dancing.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. Right, let's do question number 12. The artist, the title, the name of the film, please. You get the gist. We're 12 questions in. Another easy one. Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Axelef, that was Harold Faltermeyer, taken from Beverly Hills Cop. So many memories today, very much bringing back nostalgia here on the Totally 80s podcast quiz. Question number 13. If you get this, you've done very well.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Little red herring I threw in for you there, because that is also from Beverly Hills Cop. That's Glenn Frey and The Heat Is On. Well done if you got that. Kudos to you. So, on with the quiz. Name of the artist, the title, and the film, please.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Who got this one right then? That was, of course, the film Electric Dreams. The song is Together in Electric Dreams by Giorgio Moroder and Philip Oakley. Fantastic song. absolutely terrible film, in my opinion, of course. Right, shall we have another one? Name of the song, please. As well as the film and the artist. Got 10 seconds on this one?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Was of course the Bangles. The song's called Hazy Shade of Winter, taken from that 1987 classic cult film with Robert Downey Jr., Jamie Gertz and Andrew McCarthy, Less Than Zero. That was of course a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's 1967 hit. Right, let's have another 80s film.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Well done if you said James Brown, Living in America, and extra points if you said taken from the Rocky IV soundtrack from 1985. Let's do another. What's the song?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Out of the ruins, out from the
Well done if you said Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero. And an extra well done if you said it was from the 1985 film Mad Max 3, Beyond Thunderdome. Right, I think we'll do another, shall we? Oh, is that a tough one?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you got that. That was, of course, ELO, Olivia Newton-John. The song's called Xanadu. The film was Xanadu, 1980. Right, let's do one more. So I need the artist, I need the name of the song and the film it's from, please. Chosen by my wife, this one. Oh, you could have given him a bit more.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you get it? It's the Beach Boys.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
It was called Kokomo.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. P. Taken from the film Cocktail. A big, big well done if you got that one right. And if you do want to get involved with our podcast, if you want to send us an intro that you feel will stump our listeners, then you're more than welcome. That email address, again, is paul@clactonradio.co.uk. So that's about it for the podcast. Join us same time, same place next week. Remember to share and subscribe if you enjoy our podcast, or recommend our podcast to your friends. Remember to write a review as well. If you like it, let people know. So from me here from the Clacton Radio Studios, from my producer who is self-isolating, he's behind the glass, Mr. P.
Oh, yes.
We'll see you next time. Look after each other and stay safe.
This is Totally 80s.
This podcast is a Glass Faced Boy production for Totally 80s.